Sierra Leonean rescue services are still recovering the bodies of people killed in Monday's mudslide and flash floods. Around 400 bodies have so far been brought to the mortuary in Freetown. With hopes of rescuing anyone fading fast, the central morgue is being emptied to make space for more corpses. Our reporter Umaru Fofana was there to witness those mourning the loss of their loved ones.
Outside Freetown's central mortuary, outpouring of raw and palpable emotions. Distraught relatives, still gripped by consternation and bewilderment, gathered to inspect hundreds of corpses to identify their loved ones. The stench of the decomposing bodies has filled the air. Alpha Kagbo lost his mother, too distraught to talk. She was swept by the floods, was all he could say. This middle-aged lady lost her daughter called Adama. She is inconsolable. In tears, she sings, asking God, "Why have you taken back your gift to me?" Gesticulating towards the mortuary, she calls out, "Adama, please come." 16-year-old Matukata was inside the house at Sugarloaf Mountain that fateful morning and has come to identify 17 members of our family buried under the mudslide.
We were sleeping, then we heard a loud bang. My aunt asked what it was. My uncle said it was the sound of a machine. Suddenly the house capsized. We dashed for our lives. I tried to save my sister and parents, but the descent of the mountain was too fast. I couldn't find them again. They all died, 17 of them.
A week of national mourning and a heightened state of security alert have been imposed. A minute of silence was observed throughout the country at midday. But ambulances keep ferrying corpses from Sugarloaf Mountain. Bodies are now being discovered along the beaches, apparently having been washed down into the ocean. Already, dozens of body parts that could not be identified have been buried, but the authorities have put off until tomorrow the planned mass burials. Deputy Health Minister Madinatu Rahman told me why.
We want the community and relatives to be able to identify their loved ones. Once they're identified, we give that window for them to come and identify their loved ones. Then we'll proceed to burying the bodies individually.
Couldn't you have done that today because the bodies are decomposing?
The bodies are decomposing. Then again, we wouldn't bring closure to the families. We wouldn't give them that opportunity. So we're doing all we can to rush this process.
Right, thank you very much. By the way, are you concerned about the possibility of an outbreak of some waterborne diseases?
Well, it's always a possibility. So we are already preparing for cholera or any other waterborne disease that might occur. We already are putting things in place now as I speak.
Can you cope or do you need outside support?
We're coping right now, even though we cannot do it alone. But for right now, we're coping.
In this grief-gripped nation, this song, which was released in the immediate aftermath of the country's civil war, has made a comeback. Papa, Julia Epsilon. Written by US-based Daniel Bushra Cisse, it pleads with God to have pity on Sierra Leone, save the people and bring back the years lost to strife. Amid the countless bodies have emerged countless stories around this short, sharp shock. They include of a young lover who went to spend the night with his girlfriend and never returned. The man who was preparing for his wedding this Friday, dead. The woman who sent her kids on vacation to a relative who lived on Mount Sugarloaf. All the kids dead. The husband who was home with his three kids all perished, with the wife and infant saved only because they were admitted at the children's hospital. Six kids who went to study at the home of the star pupil in their class all perished. The family who moved to their new home on the eve of the incident, dead. It will take some time before this country comes to terms with this disaster. Time to fix our broken structures, one 80-year-old man told me. Papa God, do ya.
That's the BBC's Umaru Fofana reporting.